Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. My name's Laura Jackson.
Hi, I'm Amanda Quinn.
And we're here for our weekly recap on the Fit Chicks Chat podcast. So this week we had the incredible Dr. Cheryl Allen, who is a naturopathic doctor. She's also, she also went to school actually to be a dietitian before getting into naturopathic medicine, which is pretty cool. And I've worked closely with her over the last couple of months at her clinic. So I was really excited to have her on. And I'm really excited to introduce her to all of you guys, including you, Amanda, because I know you haven't met her, but you would love her because she is like the bomb.com. So what we talked about on the podcast was actually how to balance your hormones for weight loss. Mm-hmm. But really, we didn't just talk about like actual strategies. We talked about the entire like endocrine system, which includes all of your glands, and your hormones, which are involved obviously in so many processes in your body. So a lot of us,
fascinating stuff.
I know, I love it. But the thing is, okay, when you think of hormonal health, and I'm just like, obviously just even as, let's put not out of health brain, if you were just an everyday person thinking about hormonal health, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of female hormones?
I think about my estrogen levels.
Oh, you're deeper than me. I used to always think about like menopause. Like my first instinct was like, before I got into health, I just thought, oh, you know what I mean? Like, okay, when somebody's talking about a woman being hormonal, it's because she's probably, you know, hot flashes or like PMS, period stuff, menopause, that kind of stuff.
I guess I always thought about estrogen levels just because I always think about like, I think maybe I attach it to like my health because I was on birth control for such a long time when I was younger, that I think that it's something that I constantly was like reading up on, paying attention to, and like trying to understand how it would affect me, because I kind of, in, even though your doctor says to you, like, it's totally fine, you could take it for like your whole life every day and it won't affect you. In the back of my mind, it never felt right to me. Right. Yeah. So I think that's maybe why I always think of estrogen. Cause I always think of like the pill. And I think about, I'm not on the pill anymore, but I mean, it's like one of those things that I always sort of, you know, would think about, because it bothered me that I would be like, well, how can I be taking something and it not be affecting me in the long term or even in the short term? Like, how is that even possible that I'm adding estrogen to my body and I'm not affecting myself?
Well, and that's definitely a podcast that I want to do down the road, is talking about the birth control pill.
Stay tuned, people.
Stay tuned. We're definitely going to be talking about that. But it's true. So the one thing we always think about when it comes to, especially female hormones, is estrogen. Mm-hmm. But like what I was talking about with Cheryl was about how it's like your hormones are almost like a symphony. So like you can have estrogen, let's say, that plays the violin, and then you have progesterone, which plays like the trombone.
Okay.
But to make beautiful music, you have to have all of those hormones in your body working together, right? You can't just have the trombone doing its own thing, or you can't have your violin just off there.
Not that the trombone is not beautiful on its own, but
exactly, that's sweet horn. But you can't just like, you know, you can't just be off doing your own thing. So she was talking about just making sure that you're really focusing on doing certain things to ensure that your hormones are balanced. So we got really deep into the podcast. So if you haven't listened to the podcast, please do. The link will be below this video. But if you haven't listened to it, just some simple things to do to balance your hormones are, can you guess, Amanda, what number one would be?
I would say, I mean, for me, just based on like a conversation I had with my naturopath, was about the foods I eat.
Yes, that's
was about
one.
So eating organically. So I do eat, especially when it comes to meat or dairy products. So I do only eat, unless I'm eating somewhere other than my home. We eat only organic meats, because we were talking a lot about like the different like hormones that are added to meat and things like that. So, and same with dairy products, are like loaded with it as well. And so that was one of the conversations I had with my naturopath, was basically just, if you're going to eat meat, animal byproducts, that you should be eating organic to reduce the level of hormones that you're putting into your body.
Yeah. And when it comes to added hormones, when it comes to like meat and dairy, so we live in Canada, which we're very lucky in terms of, we have different laws, the way that our cows or goats or whatever it is that milk is produced from. Mm-hmm. We have a lot stricter laws than there is in the States. So even for us living in Canada, we automatically will consume less hormones than in the States. But the thing with dairy and meat, right, as well, is it's very inflammatory. So when your body's inflamed, there's a whole other hormonal issue that's going on. Your body, in addition to trying to reduce this inflammation, it also releases the stress hormones. So when your body's inflamed, you're releasing extra stress hormones, which of course helps us hold on to fat. So that was a great thing at first. The first thing you said is the foods you eat, trying to reduce the amount of inflammatory foods. So right, reducing the amount of animal products, reducing the amount of dairy products. Where, you know, I'm not a vegetarian or a vegan, mm-hmm, but you and I talk a lot about this on the podcast about being eating mostly plant-based.
Right. Yeah.
For so sure. many benefits.
For sure.
And the number one thing being, you know how we love our fiber.
Because it helps you poop. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not, like, you know me too. I'm not vegetarian or vegan, but I was for many years. And then now I limit my intake, but that's also just like from a preference standpoint, from a digestion standpoint, I feel like my body doesn't digest it well. And I find with me with dairy makes me really like phlegmy and weird. And that's so gross. Like I'm always like TMI on these things. I share way too much of my personal gross stuff, but I find dairy is like, it can make you real phlegmy. Like I can't have yogurt like at all. Cause it's like, it makes my stomach weird too.
Well, and that's just it. And it all boils down to as well, when it comes to anything, is to really listening to your body, right?
Yeah.
But then, you know, from the hormonal response, there's of course, there is the inflammation. There is our bodies, you know, we need all of the vitamins and the minerals that come from the plants to be able to balance a lot of the hormones. And there's so many that are important. We really get into it on the podcast with Cheryl. But the other thing too is with the fiber, because when we have excess hormones, like excess estrogen, which you were talking about estrogen, which makes us hold on to extra weight, it actually gets, excess estrogen gets released from the body through your poop. So if you're not pooping and you're doing everything that you think right, and then you like you're constipated, because a lot of women are, and especially if you have any thyroid issues, because your thyroid is like your barometer for your body. And if it's slow, everything slows down. Right.
Right.
So, so then if you're not pooping, what's happening is all of that excess estrogen your body's trying to get rid of, it just gets recirculated. Right. So that's where the poop again, always comes in as being so important, but from a hormonal balance, which then ties into weight loss as well. Mm-hmm. So like you said, so focusing on the foods you eat, getting enough fiber, reducing inflammation, which is the best thing to do, is to go mostly plant-based with, you know, bits of animal. And then the next thing, can you guess what the next thing would be?
Oh my gosh, you're always quizzing me. I have like mom brain today. My brain's like a fog cloud.
Probably because you're missing. Exactly. I was going to say probably because you're missing the next thing, which is sleep.
I'm always on a serious deficit.
And sleep, it's like people always think, oh, I'll sleep when I'm dead. You know what I mean? Like people are like, oh, go harder, go whatever. But it's like the most important work.
I like 9 hours. Like oh, 9 hours is like my solid, like that's when I'm like happy and normal. And like anything below 9 hours, I'm like not at my 100% best. My workouts aren't as good. My focus is a little bit less, that kind of thing. I mean, now I've had to adapt obviously with Maddie, but I still try to like go to bed early and try to get some sleep before she wakes in the night and all those kinds of things. Cause it's like, if not, I mean, if you're operating, I was reading an article actually that said, if you're operating on under 6 hours sleep a night, it's almost like you're walking around intoxicated. So it's almost like you're like in a drunken state, like, cause your mind is like foggy. You can't really focus. You're not like, you know, going to be like slurring words and falling around, but you might be if you're really tired.
Completely.
But yeah, it actually said under 6 hours a night and you're actually operating. So like if you're driving, it's almost like you're an impaired driver in the sense of like, cause your brain is not allowed, it's not able to react as quickly. So, sleep.
And I know you even said to me last week about how you were talking to one of your mom friends and she was saying how you don't even realize what it's like to actually have a good sleep until you've had one again after having a baby. Like you, because you're operating so much and your body, but again, your body then is
waiting for that day.
Like, yeah, it's under stress because our body when we're sleeping also goes through a lot of repair and rebuilding and processing excess hormones. So, and rebalancing those hormones. So that's why a lot of times too, where people are only sleeping short amounts, they have serious cravings because your hormones are out of whack and they're saying, okay, like we need food, even though we're not hungry, because really what you need is sleep.
Yeah.
So that's our second thing that's huge for hormonal balance is sleep. And without even getting like, yes, we can get into each of the hormones, but like what Cheryl was saying, it's about the symphony. So all the hormones,
I like that explanation.
Yeah. All the hormones benefit from sleep. So, you know what I mean? Like, don't even think about, oh, I just need to do this for estrogen, or I just need to do this for T3, which is thyroid hormone. Just think about like, okay, all my hormones, all the symphony likes rest. All the symphony likes fiber. You know what I mean? Like all the symphony likes low glycemic. So yeah, that's where, you know, just those two rules alone are so simple. And then the third one, of course, is exercise. Well, and there's a fourth one, actually. The third one is exercise because obviously exercise is so important to reducing stress.
It's all about balancing out your body, I find, like balancing out all of your levels.
And it also makes your muscles more sensitive to insulin, which is a good thing because our muscles store excess sugar. So when our body's used to knowing, okay, when there's extra sugar in the body, we're going to store it in the muscles for extra energy or as glycogen, which is our fancy word, we tend to have less blood sugar issues.
Right.
So, and it also helps us in terms of building muscle and all that good stuff. Oh, I see Kitty.
He just waddled on over here. Hi, Lynx.
And then the last one, and this is where, you know, you and I from the very beginning, even before Holistic Health, we started Fit Chicks like 9 years ago. And even before Holistic Health became like a popular thing, we were practicing it without even knowing it because we always talked about inside and out, right? We always talked about like being healthy inside and out, which it's stress. And I truly believe that stress is going to be like over the next 10 years in fitness, it is going to be the main hot topic. You know, we kind of got through sleep. Like we've been in like a sleep phase for a while where everyone's like, oh my God, we're doing all this research on sleep. I think the next major thing is going to be stress because it's insane when you're stressed out. It has to be because what is happening within our bodies, like you could be eating perfectly, you could be exercising, you could be sleeping. But if your mind is not managing stress, if you can't stay present, if you're like constantly worrying all the time, your body, the hormonal levels are going to be going cuckoo.
Of course. Yeah. I remember being in like a state of complete anxiety for many years. Like there was a point in my life when I was dealing with a lot of anxiety and a lot of like personal stuff. And I could feel my body breaking down. It didn't matter what I was doing. I didn't gain weight. I was losing weight constantly, but it's just because I wasn't able to digest food. I wasn't able to hold food. Like I would just go to the bathroom constantly because that mind body connection, it was just my whole body was just getting rid of everything. It was like shutting down almost. And it's such an awful feeling. And like, if you are experiencing those things, you need to find ways to manage it and to manage your stress levels. And I know you and I talked about this before my wedding a couple of years ago. I went to see that naturopath because my stress levels were so high and we did a stress test and it turned out that I was 40% higher than an average person in terms of my stress and my adrenal glands were like overactive and everything else. So it was like a really good wake up call for me because it was one of those things that made me recognize, you know, that I really needed to figure out what my solution was to manage it on a holistic way again, because I had gotten out of my practices. I had gotten out of my daily meditation practice. I had gotten away from doing my yoga practice and I was doing a lot of high intensity workouts and things like that. And it was actually causing more harm than it was good for me. And so I needed to find that balance again. So I could definitely see how it affects everything. Your stress levels will completely just like throw everything out of whack if you're totally stressed out.
Well, and that's where like, even with you saying that, like for you with the adrenal glands, because those are the two glands that sit on our kidneys that are stress. Anything involving stress response, the short-term stress, the long-term stress comes from that. But a lot of times what ends up happening is we feel totally burnt out when we actually have overactive adrenals, because our adrenals are constantly trying to pump out stuff that it almost feels like they're underactive. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're kind of like, I'm you so tired, but your body's like going like this and you're feeling like this. So it's,
I never really felt tired. I just felt like I could feel the stress in my body. Like I actually, it was strange. The way I knew that I was starting to get that same reaction in my body was because I always notice whenever I'm really stressed out, I sit and I hold my collarbone. And it's like this weird thing that it's like a weird, like, movement that I do that whenever I'm, so if you ever see me and I'm like sitting like this, it's like,
breathe.
It's like I'm really, really, really stressed out and I'm like super in my head and I'm not getting rid of whatever energy is inside of me. And it's a weird like reaction that my body does and I don't even know why I do it. But it's obviously like a weird like comfort.
But it's like a protective
It's like a I'm like holding like myself, like trying to like get a grip.
But I always
I'm trying to get a grip on myself.
I always think though, like, and I have a friend who actually, she was at the doctor's about to get like anti-anxiety medication. And while she was in there, like she had a lot of things going on in her professional and personal life. And while she was in the doctor's office, she was like thinking, oh my God, no, I don't need anti-anxiety medication. I need to make a lifestyle change.
Yeah.
And I think for a lot of people, and I'm not saying, you know, if you are at a place where those medications will get you through to the next phase, but you have to have a longer term plan. You can't just think, okay, I'm going to be on anti-anxiety meds or depression medication for the rest of my life without doing anything supportive. Again, I'm not saying those things are totally, you know, if it works for you, everything in life is a personal choice, but I also think you have to be looking at your life in general and what can you change to create, you know what I mean? Like a more balanced, because a lot of times it's like, it's about getting real with yourself about what your, what is your surroundings are. Like, is it your job? Is it your relationship? Is it your friends? Like, are you in a place where do you hate your,
or is it your own head? Are you literally just creating? Like I would just create so many scenarios in my brain that didn't even exist, you know? And it's like,
oh, the mind is crazy what it can make you believe.
Like, and that's why I knew for me personally, it was like getting back to my yoga practice, getting back to my meditation practices, getting back to that place where I knew that I could get focused again and get my brain back into the same mindset of like being able to let go of thoughts and focus on the things that I wanted to focus on and become more present again. I was just getting really lost in my past and future states.
Yeah. And that's where it's, I think it's really important. And one thing too, for anyone listening, like if you are someone who you're feeling like that, like you're just feeling like you're spinning, best thing to do is to journal. Like honestly, like not even journal about how you're feeling, but gratitude journal, because it just brings you back to what you're thankful for today. Like, because when you journal too, and you're practicing gratitude, you're not usually thinking about like, I'm thankful for that guy I was in love with 20 years ago who broke my heart, but showed me how to love. You know what I mean? Usually it's things like, I'm happy for my bed. I'm happy for my, you know, my flowers in my garden. I'm happy for my friends. Like it's things that keep you present. And then, of course, making sure if you're nourishing your body properly, if you're sleeping, and if you're exercising, those are all stress management techniques. So,
sure. Manage your hormones.
Manage your hormones, because weight loss is a byproduct of a body imbalance. And that's kind of the premise of our entire course, our holistic nutrition weight loss expert course, which we have coming up October 24th in Fit Chix Academy, if you want to sign up. But it's all about getting the body in balance from the inside out, from hormonally, digestion, food intolerances, inflammation, nutrition, exercise. Because there is not, you know, I still find it funny when you go, like when you see online or you see on TV, like this is the one fix all for weight loss. And it's like, no, you can't just
the
change.
Rocker.
Yeah. The health rider. My sister and I still laugh about that. It was like the key when we were in grade seven. We'd be like, it was the weirdest thing. I think it literally just gave you a hernia. Like it was just like this weird, like bobbing.
I know which one you're talking about. Oh, I wanted it. My parents wouldn't buy it for me.
We got it for Christmas. And we were like, thought it was the best thing ever. Like, oh my God, it's the key to weight loss. Cause this is how obsessive I was about weight, even when I was 12. But that's where it's like, if weight loss is something that you want, you've got to look at all the pieces.
It has to be holistic. For sure.
If not, it's going to be a short-term thing and you're not going to change for the list for the long-term. So with that, we're going to wrap this up. But if you guys, please definitely listen to Dr. Cheryl's interview. My sound is a little off in it, but she's coming across loud and clear. So really make sure that you listen, because she's so smart and has a ton of great information, especially about thyroid, adrenals, and then that symphony of hormones. And then if you want more information on our upcoming programs, which is our Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program, September 27th, as well as our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert, October 24th, it's all on fitchicksacademy.com. And we also have some really cool free masterclasses and training series if you jump on over to the website that you can sign up for as well.
Awesome.
Okay, everybody, have a fabulous day, and we'll talk to you next week.
See you later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.